Hello everyone, we're on page, the bottom of page 153, going to Moed 154, Bishuz Rosh Hashiva. We are, ironically, up to the dinam of Yayin, right before Purim over here. Dinam Birkas Atovi Ametiv, Alo Yayin is the din that a lot of people don't know about, and we'll see perhaps why that is. The Gemara tells us, Brachos and Tess, that if you bring out a second bottle of wine, you have a bottle of wine and you bring out another bottle of wine, even though you are not going to make another Brei Priya Guffin on the second bottle of wine, but you have to make a special bracha of Atovi Ametiv when you bring the second bottle of wine. Through the sin, we'll discuss the pratim of this and perhaps why it's not so common. Let's see the dinam inside. If you bring a second bottle of wine, you do not make another Brei Priya Guffin. But you do make a bracha of Atovi Ametiv. And it's a strange bracha. Why are we making Atovi Ametiv on a second bottle of wine? You get a better steak. We don't make Atovi Ametiv. You know, why do you better bottle of wine? You make Atovi Ametiv. Says the Mishnah Berurah 2 days over here. Number one, he says, Umavarech Atah B'Sheim Malchus is a bracha of Sheim Malchus. One is the fact that we make a bracha and the fact that you have, you know, yayin represents people who have baruch Hashem money, and therefore riboy yayin, we are happy the fact that we can have another bottle of wine, and therefore we make a tov ameitiv. Well, listen to the scary second opinion over here. It says like this: Katva svarim tamlu nusach zu. The svarim bring down why the nusach la tov ameitiv over here. Because a person is supposed to be ma'at in how much tanugim he has in this world. Yayin could cause him to get into a mindset that could bring him chas l'shalom to kalos rosh. How could that happen? But that happens to some people. L'kach sidru nusach zeh. Therefore, Chazal or Mesader, this nusach over here, shall atovi ameitiv. Shiadua shebirkas atovi ameitiv shebirkas amazon tiknu al aruge beitar shenitu lekvura. We have another time we say the bracha of atovi ameitiv. Besides for if you buy something that's very special for two people, but if you have, we say atovi ameitiv every time in benching. Why do we says so? Atovi ameitiv. If you don't know, that's the reason why we say Atovi Ametiv in Birkas Hamazon. The fourth bracha, the Derabbanan bracha of Birkas Hamazon, is the fact that Haruge Beitar, when Beitar was destroyed, the people all got killed in the city, and yet they were able to last for a number of days without the bodies becoming smelly and disgusting, and they were able to be buried. And for that, we say the bracha Atovi Ametiv. So what does that have to do this? If you think of that Atovi Ametiv, Yiskor Yom Amisa, will remind you want to bring a second bottle of water, a second bottle of wine. Remember Haruge Beita, remember the Yom Amisa, in order not to get yourself in a state of mind that is inappropriate to get to Chas Shalom Kalas Rosh. That's why you're there, that's why Chazal were metaking the bracha of Atovi Ametiv Dafka when you bring out Ribui Yain, when you bring out a lot of wine, and Chas Shalom get to drunkenness and Kalas Rosh. That is to remind us not to get into these states at all. Okay, that's the mechaber. Comes over here, says the Ramah, Af al gav she'ein lo od min harishon. Even though you finish the first bottle, you don't have more left of your first bottle. King David wine. Okay, you got your cheap bottle of wine, you finish the King David, now you bring out the nice, fancy, whatever it might be. Okay, you bring out the fancier bottle of wine. That even though you finish the first bottle, you can still say Atovi Ametiv. Tahainu, according to the Ramah, you would think maybe to say only when you have left of the first bottle and you're only bringing the second bottle to show, wow, I have a nice fancier bottle. But if you finish the first bottle, maybe you're only bringing the second bottle because you finished the first one. It's not because it's a better wine. It's more something more meshubach. Nevertheless, Kamash Malan, the Ramah says, you would still say Atovi Ametiv even if you finish off the first bottle. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikat and Gimel, Bishayim, the Magen Avram, he says, I'm Magen Avram, Mishayim Poskim, Shesh Deus Bazeh. He brings down, this is a Machlokas in the Poskim. Therefore, says the Magen Avram, in the last three lines, Alim Elam Klal Mi Arishon. If you completely finish the first battle, in Cain, Lo Machma Shinu Eviu. They didn't bring the second battle because of Shinu Elmanesh, you call Arishon because you finish off the first battle, Ein Mevarchen Alav Shem Azer Riboy Tova Kokach. That's not considered Riboy Tova Kokach when you finished off the first battle. Therefore, according to the Magen Avram, you would not make another bracha. So that's one of the time that we'll see that reason why perhaps we don't make a bracha is because if you finished off the first battle, only when the second battle brings, the second battle is brought when the first battle is not finished. Fine. That's one tonight. Then the Mechaber goes on. V'lav davka hiviu lemichadash. Lav davka is a mamish, a brand new bottle of wine that you did not know about it. Elohu adin imayala mitchila shtei yenot. At the beginning, he had two bottles of wine in his house. He knew about them. Mevarech ala beiz hatov yameitiv. He could still make the bracha, the second bracha hatov yameitiv. Dahainu, says the Mechaber over here, you might have thought to say it's only when you didn't know about the second bottle of wine. Now you're bringing out this fancy bottle of wine, then you'll say Atov Meiti. But if you knew about the fancy bottle of wine, when you made a Bray Priya Kofin, it patterned also the other bottle of wine, and you can't say Atov Meiti yet. Kamash Malam, says the Mechaber, you could. However, once again, the Mishnah Berurah over here brings down Cholkim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Lechem Chavudos at the end of Sikkot and Dalit. V'das alechem chamudos t'kesheim b'veso v'shas birkas brei b'ragoven. If both bottles of wine are in his house, when he says brei b'ragoven v'daita lishtosam, and his das was to drink both bottles of wine, kemunach lefanav al shulchan domi. It's like it's placed on the table, which we'll soon see in the Rama. If both bottles of wine are on the table, hey, kemunach lefanav al shulchan domi, which the Rama is about to say, if they're both on the table when you make brei b'ragoven, for sure then you're not going to make atov yameiti. So if you know it's in the house and you're planning on drinking, also says lechem chamudos, you would not make the brach. Ve'ein tzarech levarach birkas atov usafek brachos lahakol, says the Mishnah Berurah. So this would knock out many times you would ever say atov yameiti, because generally the Baal Bais knows what he's planning. He knows the bottles of wine in his house. He'll bring a second bottle of wine. Only if he didn't know about the bottle, or he wasn't planning on bringing the second bottle of wine, then he would not make the brach. However, very interestingly over here, in the new edition of Rav Nevinson's Mishnah Berurah, the bottom of page 154, Dibur Masel Safik Brachos, he brings down Admor Zal Lo Chashash L'Deyazu. Rav Shlomo Zalman was not Choshesh for the Das of the Lechem Chamudos, Uberach Gami Medai Daito Lishtos. Even if his Das was to drink another bottle of wine, another bottle of wine was in the cabinet, it wasn't on the table at the time, then Rav Shlomo Zalman would still make the Bracha HaTov Yameitiv, not like the Lechem Chamudos. So very interesting, Rav Shlomo Zalman very rarely paskins against a straight psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Over here, he says not to be choshish for this day, and he would still say Atov Ameiti. What gets more interesting, though, is though if you open up Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinson's Yerushalayim B'Mo'odiyah, I believe it's in Hilchos Purim, and then say, yes, sorry, in Shabbos, Chelek Beis, over there, he paskins like this Mishnah Berurah. And he says, Safek Brachos Lahakel. So I asked Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinson, the Mishnah Berurah, you bring down Rishon Zalman to say yes to make a bracha. And the Yerushalayim Modiah, you say, you bring down Mishnah Berurah not to make a bracha. So he answered me the following lashon. He says, Divrei Arav v'Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishomin. Referring to the Gemara. When you have a town of the Rav, you listen to the Rebbe. So that's in his own anivus way of saying to follow Rishon Zalman over here. But so that's the machlokas over here between the Rebbe and the Talmud, or that's over here. Definitely between the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Shlomo Zalman, as it's brought down over here by Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinson, when the bottle of wine is in the cabinet. As I said before, the Rama adds in every davka shloi elefan of yachad. So you see, the Rama also agrees with the Mechaber. If it wasn't on the table, you would still say atov yameitiv. But if they're both together in front of kishabeir prei prei gofen, then you would not. Aval yubi yachad ein tzarich levarach al prei prei gofen kamoshi zbar b'siv gimel. Like we're going to see in siv gimel, in that case, you would not say atov yameitiv. You would just say prei prei gofen. Another Steve Siv Beis. Mevarchin atov yameitiv al kol shinu yayin min astam. You make the bracha of atov yameitiv on any shinu yayin min astam. Dahainu. Really, you're supposed to only when the second bottle is more chashuv than the first bottle, that's when you're going to say atov yameitiv. Only it's a better bottle of wine. You bring out, I don't know, the King David after the fancy bottle of wine, you're not going to say atov yameitiv on that, okay? But, says the Mechaber, if you don't know, you don't know, is it better, is it not better? Min astam, the second one you can assume is better. Even if you don't know for sure the second one is more meshubach than the rishon, you still make atov yameitiv. As long as you don't know it's worse, you can still say atov yameitiv. Even if they're say equal, you would still say atov yameitiv. If you don't know, you still say atov yameitiv. And for sure, if you know the second one's better, you're going to say the bracha of atov yameitiv. Says the Rama over here. It doesn't matter if they're both new bottles of wine. One's new, one's old. You always go after this. If you don't know, you always assume the second bottle is better. It doesn't matter even if you had this fancy wine in the last 30 days. Maybe it's not such a tovia meitiv because you're used to this bottle of wine. You've had similar that we see by birkas ariya. You're not so excited if you've seen it within 30 days, you don't make the bracha. Not true by Atov Yameitiv. Even if you had this wine within 30 days, you could still say Atov Yameitiv.
Then the Rama adds, Yesh omrim dimshasa tchila yayin adom, vivelo yayin lov. Some say, if you drink first red wine, and now you drink white wine, afal pi shehu yoter garua mevarach hatov yametiv. Even though it is a worse bottle of wine, you would still say hatov yametiv, lefishu bari laguf yoter min adom. Because in the time of the Roma, at least at the time then, they assumed that white wine was healthier than red wine, and therefore white wine was automatically and intrinsically more mishubach, so even if it was a cheaper white bottle of wine, he would still say Atom HaMeiti was brought afterwards. I asked Marina Rabin Rav Neven Saul, based on what we know nowadays, I believe red wine is known to be more healthy than white wine. That's correct, Rav?
Not anymore.
Everything's changing. Okay, we're back to the Roma. Okay, whatever, based on the times, whatever. Whatever whatever we say that is more healthy nowadays, I guess you go like the Rabbah. Things have changed again over here. Okay, that's what he said. Lamaisa. Let's finish off over here. Steve Kimmel. Hevilo yain rov yain tov kechel. You brought two bottles of wine together on the table. The good bottle of wine, bad bottle of wine. You varech miyad borei priagavin. You say right away borei priagavin. Ala tovu poter adara. You can't do kumsim. You don't go ahead and make the bracha on the less chosh of bottle of wine. Borei priagavin, so I can make a tov imeiti manah on the better bottle of wine. No, you make the borei priagavin on the better bottle of wine, even though you're not going to be able to say a tov imeiti. Velo yavarech ala ra tchila borei priagavin kedei levarech achar of a tov imeiti. You don't make the bracha on the worst bottle of wine in order so afterwards you can say a tov imeiti on the better one. Ki liolam yesh levarech ala ikar v'ala uchaviv tchila. Because the rule is by yachos brachas, you always make the bracha on the thing that is more chosh. When you have the same bracha, you want to make the bracha on the more chashuv thing. It's a better bracha. Therefore, you make the bracha on the more chashuv, which is over here. Obviously, the better bottle of wine. Once again, you see Shitas Mechaber over here is, even if you know, even it's not, he said, according to the Lechem Chamudos, you knew about both bottles of wine, it doesn't matter. You wouldn't be able to make the bracha. But once again, this is Mechaber L'Shitaso. The only reason why you can't do it over here is because you can't make the bracha on the less bottle of wine when you have a better bottle of wine to go ahead and drink. But if it was for the fact that you knew about it, that would not make you not be able to make the bracha. So that is the beginning of Hatov Yameitiv. Ezrat Hashem will finish next time. We'll get to Halach Levaisa all the time for Hatov Yameitiv, for Svardim, and for Ashkenazim. Ad Kan for today.